When we say we ready to tan, we just want to get a little darker.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if people understand. I just want to get a little darker.
To Utah to go snowboarding with like some family friends.
Oh, fun.
I remember looking at myself. And
we went
like,
down a mountain.
I was looking. I was like, oh my God, I've looked so pale. And then this one of my friends was like,
no, we do get and pale.
You said pale for me.
Pale for me.
Yeah. Like, hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show. Today, I am with my very first couple, who's an actual couple, the one and only Tyshawn Lawrence and Christian Dennis. Woo! My very first couple on the show.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Honor.
So we
the first couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first two at a time.
Hey,
y'all have to pull out two chairs for us.
Look at us, a throuple.
I know.
Wait, hold on. Okay, all right. We stepping into those guns. All right, here we go. All right.
I'm literally so honored and excited to have you all here.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Look, I love you.
This is our first time on like on another podcast.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a
I'm
first
honored.
For both of us.
A first for all of us.
Yeah. Yes. We done popped our cherry.
We're literally losing it together.
Yes,
I love that for us.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of both of y'all for a hot minute.
Well before
I had any sort of platform.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. That,
no, I honestly, like when I started to see you blow up, I started to hear the laugh. That's what I heard first.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I keep hearing this laugh from my For You page. And then I was like, wait, she's like really, they give me you speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And you drag
I
these men
it.
As they deserve
I
to be. You
it.
Came at the perfect
videos
time.
Fill me up, child. I'm sitting there chewing in the middle of the night, enjoying the videos. Like, yes, drag them down.
I get so excited.
Drag them.
Right?
I think the only time I ever see a video of a guy.
A straight man. Being
is,
terrible.
And you're about to drag them. And I get, I'm like, okay.
You and me both. I never see them otherwise. They're dead to me.
Do you remember? How do you see them?
All the time. My mentions are a dumpster fire. Like, it's
truly
rotten.
That's what your followers do. Mine do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, once they see you, like, filling something up, like, doing a certain type of video, they're going to provide you the content.
I get
tagged
in. Like,
here you go, here you go.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I was going to ask, what videos do you typically get tagged in? Because mine are obviously
I get tagged
terrible,
in a lot of, like, science experiments. Yeah.
They're like, try.
It was a moment where, like, I was making a lot of, like, Bertram content from Jesse. And they were tagging in, like, all of those.
All the thirst traps of Bertram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm over here like,
you're like, well.
I mean, like.
He's like, save video.
No, when we met him, you know how.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Met him in real life?
Yeah,
we got to meet him. Trust me, I was so nervous. I was like, are you sure you want to meet me? Like, are you sure?
Girl, I don't think I can handle it.
No, he was really cool. He was so nice, man.
He was really, really sweet. And like, we were with a bunch of our friends. And everyone's like, no way. Did you get Bertram? He walks in the door. Everyone's like, what the hell is going on right now?
I had to. I've been making consistent videos about that man for like 3 years.
Honestly,
I'm talking about from like when I was staying with my grandma till we moved into our apartment.
Yeah.
Like consecutive like
girl, this
videos.
Is like full circle.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like you're like
complete
one the of
circle.
The main reasons why he like even came to TikTok because like I feel like no one like everyone knew.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
No. He
started making
I was gonna say he did reach out to me and he was saying like, how do I work this app? I was like,
you giving Bertram tips.
No, I had to like
TikTok
and then,
tips.
And then Dennis remember, like we hopped on Zoom. That was the first time
stuff
like that. And then we got to like proceed on, but like he was really cool and it was great to collab with
that's
him.
That's so funny. Like, then you got Bertram.
Everybody
on TikTok.
Was like, what the like this is random.
Said, you're
like Tasha, I got him? What? How he do that?
And he blew up from there after that. I mean, I don't even know how much he has now, but he's like just blown. Like,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
I
you
mean,
get tagged.
He's Bertram from Disney.
I know. Like, on top of that, literally. And you get tagged in Doja stuff all
so
the time.
So many. Like, I get tagged in so many live performances. I get tagged in a lot of like choreography stuff too. People wanted me to learn dances.
Love that.
I get tagged in your stuff. Every time he does anything, they are quick.
I don't do
he's
anything.
In your skirt again.
I just be minding my business.
You be acting up.
Live.
Nothing. No, I'm an angel. Like, I just be sitting there chilling. Like, what you talking about?
I could say about a clip back right now.
There is no clips
of
to roll back.
My skirts, my shoes,
I showed
my
the ones, the ones with the balloons.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
Big old
hey, no. That's you. You stole those. Let's talk about it. Everybody always want to get on me about stealing his stuff. He stole my balloons.
I did.
Did you enjoy the balloons?
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to. I mean, I would say like, that's the one time I stole something from yours out of the 200.
No. No. He stole my shoes. He just stole my do-rags, my clothes.
Girl, whatever. We're not talking about me. We're talking about
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a lot of Doja stuff. A lot of like his videos, a lot of dance videos and stuff.
Love that. But, yeah. What's your guys' signs?
We're both I'm an Aries.
I'm the April 3rd. He's the 15th.
Yeah.
You're both Aries. Yeah. No, wait. What's your big three?
Girl, don't ask me that question.
I know. I know. I have Gemini is my moon.
Oh, no and way. Then,
yeah. It's all fire signs. I do know that. I don't remember the other two. They're all fire signs.
And yours? You don't know?
I don't know anything.
But you know you're an Aries.
I know. It's all like air signs. Okay, because I don't know a lot about like signs and stuff, but I know that like one of them is what people assume you to be. And I know a lot of people
that's your rising.
I'm a Leo.
Oh.
They think I'm a Leo, but I'm an Aries and stuff. Yeah. I don't know any of the other stuff. But
yeah, your rising is like what people perceive. It's like your soul, kind of like what shines through.
People say Leo.
Your sun's like who you are.
What are,
your very core.
What are yours?
I'm a Virgo sun.
Oh!
I'm a Virgo sun, Cancer moon, Sagittarius rising.
Okay.
Yeah. So my, like the fire, people think always assume I'm a fire sign, like a Scorpio because of my anger.
Anger?
Oh my anger. God. I know. I look like I'm having fun. Oh I'm having God. Fun.
That's really interesting. Virgos. Okay. So my dad's a Virgo.
Yeah.
And me and him did not. We butt heads so
Virgo
much.
Virgo men?
Literally. Probably the one
much about
dragons.
I just know all about the Geminis.
Yeah. My mom's Gemini.
My mom and Gemini. My sister Gemini. Everybody Gemini. Geminis. Yeah. I attract Geminis for some reason.
The fact that y'all are both Aries and it works is very interesting.
That a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting.
Which is why I'm interested to know your big three because you have Aries and Gemini.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. You got to have some earth in there.
I think his is like either water or air. I think.
Yeah.
Something's got to balance it out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, which one of you is more grounded? Which one gets more anxious? And
me.
He gets
more anxious. Oh my God.
Me too. I've seen those. They're like relationship tropes and it's like someone who gets so anxious and then a man that's very like whatever.
Yeah, this is I'm glad.
It's very chill.
Go ahead.
Like we do this all the time. I say that like I think we like fit each other perfectly, like literally like a puzzle. Because like we're never really on the same level. Like I feel like it's never we're never both at like 70, both at 90. It's
that's
like
so weird
if especially at home, like if I'm on like a 90, he's literally on a 30. Like it's never the same.
I'm on a 10.
Yeah, you know, it's like he definitely is like low, but he like tries to like because I feel like I'm normally high energy.
I would say the only time that me and Dennis are on like both 10 is when we're on go. Like
when we
go out or something like that.
Yeah, gonna go have fun.
Yeah.
But also like I like the way that we do balance each other because sometimes when I'm like really hyper and he's like really
I feel like he's
more hyper when we're out. I'm more hyper when we're in.
I'm like the kid.
Are you both extroverted or is one of you more introverted?
More introverted. Yeah.
So that's like, good. That's why it works.
Yeah, that's one why. Of yeah,
because two extroverts is hard.
That's why like it bounces out so much. Like people are always like, oh my God, how does it work? I'm like, we're never like at the same.
I mean, they both hear Aries and they're like, what?
I know.
I'm like, what? How does that even work?
But I think it's.
I love Aries. So honestly, perfect. Aries men. I attract Aries men. Like they just get along with me really well. We vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I think because as a Virgo, I'm very like. Structured. Yeah. I need plans. I need to know where we're going, how we're getting there, how we're getting home.
Aries, my people. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. And sometimes I would never experience life without Aries people. Because I have some of my best friends are Aries. Yeah. So like,
okay, cool.
Because he know how I am. I'm very like organized.
Yeah, it's like
time, with clothing. That too. Like we're both, I have OCD. Bad.
We're both structured. Like organized in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, he's very like he's a neat freak. He needs everything organized. Like he's cleaning up, like sweeping behind me as I'm. as I'm like planning out, like booking trips or like helping organize stuff.
And yeah,
he's like getting the bags together while I'm like making sure the reservation's set. So like that.
I mean, honestly, we just
it works.
Both
yeah, we both bounce each other.
I'm very appreciative of this man. Like he doesn't know how much I love him.
Oh, I love that. So
I should have never said the name.
You're all take it back.
I love when he says it. Say it again. One more time.
Yeah, my man's the same way. That's why you both are in social media too. So like, I'm sure people wonder how it works. Like how you guys balance so well, like between your online life and your real life. Because I think a lot of people who aren't creators think that we're the same way that we are online. We're always like that, 24/7.
No.
And when they meet us in real life, they're like, "You're like so much more chill."
I get that a lot. I feel like I feel like definitely like obviously if you watch my videos, I'm very hyper. I'm very like.
That's when he's at 90.
Yeah, that's why it's always at home.
When he's at his 90, I'm on my 10.
Yeah. Really, though. Yeah. But then, like, when I meet people, I do have that same energy, but they're like, it's more, like, laid back a little bit. So everybody's like, wow, you're more, like, chilling person. I wasn't expecting all that. And I'm like, well, damn, I can't be on 10 all the time.
Girl,
exhausted.
You guys are getting sick of me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be tired.
I think that, like, especially because people assume that, like, whenever we're, like, not together, people are like, where? I'm like, we are not always doing the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff. Like,
you have separate lives, which is another reason why it works. Yeah. Especially, you got to have your own life outside of each other, right?
That's one thing that we try to, like, balance with each other.
Especially if you work together.
Yeah. It's gotta needed. And because I think because I'm such a, like, we grew up so differently. Like, I have a big family, and we, like, I'm oldest of five.
Oh.
And he lived with his grandma most of his life and stuff like that. And so, like, I'm used to chaos, noise all the time. I can literally hear a million things going on at the same time, and I can pick each sound out.
No, I need my moments when I'm like, alone.
And so I'm so used to, like, grounded. I want to be with him all the time and stuff, but he needs his alone time sometimes. Yeah. So it's like,
me, both that's literally me with my
but man. I feel like definitely, like, in our relationships that you should get some time, like, one person is going to need that little space to just, like, relax and stuff like that. Doesn't mean I'm, like, tired of him or the person is tired of you or anything. It's just because, like, some people just need that time by themselves. I'm I think in my head a lot about stuff, especially when I'm doing business.
Yeah.
So I need to, like, be by myself and just, like,
to process and all of that. Yeah, it's the same thing when my boyfriend and I fight. Like, when we would fight in the beginning, it was really bad. Like, well, in the sense that we're both, like, very strong personalities. Like, you guys are both strong personalities.
Yeah.
Over time, you start to learn how to communicate with each other.
Great. Yeah, I was going to say, therapy is doing the thing.
Right?
We both have separate therapists.
Love that.
That's a key. That's a big key.
I feel like a lot of people don't think, like, I've always been, I mean, I always, like, I'm a happy person. I'm, like, super happy and stuff like that. But I never thought that I would, like, have anxiety so bad to the point where I really need to go and figure out how to, like, manage it and stuff, and how to manage it within my relationship and, like, my relationships outside of, like, my romantic relationship and stuff like that. So, like, it's helped a lot for me and for both of us.
Yeah, because then you can be a better partner.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, honestly, when I first, like, when he told me, he didn't know at the beginning, obviously no one knows when they have, like, really bad anxiety, but I saw it a lot when we, like, took the plane and stuff like that. And I was just like, are you good? Are you okay? And then that's something that we had to work on as, you know, we went on in our relationship, because that anxiety, from just seeing him all the time, for, like, moments where it's just too many things hitting him, I can, like, see it sometimes. Sometimes I'm like,
that's
yup,
so
there
funny.
Go.
My boyfriend's the same way. He senses it about me, like, when I, even if I don't see it just
you can
it's almost like,
yeah, it's like a sixth sense that you have where you're kind of like,
I mean, you with that person, like, all the time. So
you know,
if you're not picking up the characteristic of some of their things that they do, especially with big things like that, and they not trying in their relationship.
Exactly.
I'm doing my thing in my relationship. So I definitely want to, when he do that, I try to, like, think of, like, things or get him something.
Gets me distracted.
Or,
like,
get him distracted.
Same. Yeah. He provides me with distractions.
Normally I get really childish and then he'll be like,
I started to pick up on that. Like, I started to pick up that when he is extra, like, goofy with me and stuff, that's, like, I've noticed that's when I'm in that. And I don't even notice
So it's kind of, like, snap you out of it a little bit.
Yeah, which,
I feel, like, that. And it's same thing with, like, when my boyfriend and I would fight. Like, I'm a big fixer. Like, I want to fix it now. I'm like, want to talk about it now? Let's talk about it now. Because I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And then he's like, I need time.
Yeah. Right.
I need space. I need time to think. And I'm like, why?
That kills me.
Why? I know, me too. I'm like, what are you, like, hate me or something?
No, listen. Though, but this is why y'all have to understand, like, you need a moment. Like, not everybody is like that, but some people just need a moment to, like, think. Because with me, if we have a fight in our relationship or anything like that, I like to take the time to be like, okay, next time this happened, what do I need to do to make sure that when we have this, when this problem come up, it doesn't escalate the way it escalates.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Like, sometimes, like, some people think about it, like, right off the bat. But, like, for me
and everybody else, this is what we gotta do.
We need a couple of little minutes.
I know.
I just
told my friend Cammy about this, but I was telling her, my boyfriend has told me, like, when we started getting better at communicating, when we're angry or upset. Yeah. He was telling me, you just think so fast, and, like, I need time to, like, you talk so fast, you think so fast, and I'm like two steps behind you. I need time to process.
Yeah.
He's like, even just let me go into another room and just be by myself for just a little, and then I'm like, okay. And then after 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, so.
Right, I know. I'm like, 10 minutes.
What do you need, an hour? Or like.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like for
it don't take all day.
It doesn't. But it's like longer than a minute.
Because I feel like all that time, like, so you thinking, oh my God, we're going to break up. Oh my God.
I've done the same shit.
But it's like the same way that like I had to learn that like you need that time.
Same.
It's like for you to also, I appreciate it when you realize that like, okay, this is
not too much time.
Yeah, not too much time, because I also like, I need that. I'm ready to
the validation and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need that. That, but then also, that validation of like, I understand how you're feeling.
If you ever think about it also, I don't know how y'all be ready to go off right off the bat with a conversation. Y'all even know, y'all have to break things down and be like, okay, well, this happened. We need to fix this.
The thing about like having anxiety is that like you're always thinking. Like
exactly, we're 12 steps ahead.
Because like I probably already envisioned this scenario happening. So I can't say to myself, like honestly, like
y'all be practicing that, y'all like, sleep. It's not
y'all be practicing y'all sleep like, right now. Like let's say like I don't know, like you make breakfast, something like that, and I'm still asleep. If you don't make me breakfast one morning, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. No, that's so funny.
Clearly he hates me.
And I'm already ready, and then then you come in the room for breakfast. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, never mind. But then if something does actually happen, like I've already processed like what I might say in that scenario. So
I was explaining that exact thought process to my boyfriend once. I'm like, this is how I think. Like I genuinely, I'm like, okay, if he says this, then I'm going to say this, because if he says this, then I'm going to say this. Yeah. And then he was like, I can't even imagine thinking like that. Yeah, he's like, it's a prison in your mind, because I could never think like that.
I mean, it's like,
I don't want to switch minds. Nah.
It is. It's annoying as hell.
It is. It's so, it's a burden.
Problems in your head for no reason.
Yeah, it's like creating stories. Like, have you guys ever heard of Brené Brown?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should look her up. She's amazing. But anyways, she like talks about like relationships a lot, and she literally talks about how you create stories when you words of affirmation are like sometimes a love language. Obviously, I don't know what your guys'
mine is. Physical touch and
physical touch. Yeah. Mine's like quality time and like
quality time too.
Yeah, so like I love physical touch too. Yeah. I mean. Depends, but like
you're like back in the
yeah.
Back. I like physical touch sometimes.
Yeah,
it depends. But like she talks about how like when your love language, sometimes when words of affirmation are a big thing for you, it when you don't get them, you start to create stories.
Yeah.
So you're like, that's probably because they hate me and they want to break up with me and they don't like me, and that's why. Yeah. So you tell yourself that.
I'm
and
in a therapy lesson right now. Go ahead. Right?
So like my boyfriend doesn't think that way. He's very literal. So it's very like whatever you bring to talk about, he's gonna think about that thing.
Yeah,
I think about the repercussions.
Yeah, I think about like, okay, if I say this,
so y'all having like y'all having like 10 thoughts in y'all head.
No, seriously.
When it's constantly. Only like one problem.
Okay, I feel like I feel like this is the first time, like we've talked about this a lot, but I feel like this is the first time that he's really like getting my thought process.
No, we're breaking it down. Yeah. No, because she's actually breaking it down.
Well, I also think because I am like, I've learned that I can come off as a know-it-all.
Me and too, like, bitch. I wonder if you have Virgo in you.
Because, no, seriously. I've got to have Virgo in me too. It's got to be Leo and Virgo.
I'm telling you, it's got to be because Virgo, a big sign, a part of it is a being a know-it-all. And I'm a big know-it-all.
And I know me too. It's just that, like, I've learned a lot, and I mean, my dad's a Virgo, so he's done that to me a lot. So I feel like I always have to have a solution. Yeah. So my thought process is always thinking about how to fix things.
Yeah, solution-based.
The opposite of my thing.
Yeah. Always. Well, and my boyfriend's biggest thing, too, is always, like, the intention of what he was saying. Like, we talk about intention versus impact. Like, you may not have intended to do that, but it impacted them some way.
Yeah.
I had to teach him that because your words have meaning. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So, like, even tonality, flexion, and how you talk, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I literally immediately. And then he's like, I didn't think that at all. Like, I would never think that about you. And I'm like, okay, but that's not what you did.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh my God. Wait. We should have did a double date moment.
I know we should.
I need him on it because he's really still like, can. Dang.
Well, and it took a little bit for him to get it because I had to tell him, I'm like, you have to think. I know you're never intentionally trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
You would never do that to me. Yeah. I know that. And because that's his biggest thing is he feels hurt because he thinks I would think that he wants to hurt me.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing he ever wants to do. So he'll tell me, like, you're the last person in the world I would ever want to hurt. I'm like, okay, but that's not what happened. Like, this is like, so then I had to understand, too, that, like, he's trying to process what it is I'm saying because tonality, especially like tone, the way you say things, how you say it. I always say it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Yeah, because I feel like there has been some moments where, like, sometimes when, like, after like a long stressful day when we're just like running all that type of stuff, I sometimes have my moments where I'm like completely quiet. And it's not that I'm mad at him or I'm not mad at anybody.
He does the same for me. And I'm like, it's getting okay.
No, I ask a million times. Okay. I'm just like taking time to just like relax and just be in my own head and stuff like that.
Yeah. And us too, like you guys spend a lot of time together, I'm sure, because you work together too. Yeah. So like you're constantly spending time together. I'm always with him because he owns his own business too. So we're always home together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's almost like when we don't like have intentional time, like where we go out on a date or like go to dinner. Or go to the movies or whatever. Normal shit.
Yeah.
When you don't set time to go do that, you start to fight a little bit because then you feel like you're spending too much time together, but it's not intentional time.
Yeah, I get what you're coming
from. It's not that, sitting, it's not going to bed together.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's normal that I've thought about and like, I mentioned that because like coming out here, we like were so busy already before coming out to LA.
Yeah.
And we were always together. We work out together all the time. Mm-hmm. He drives a lot. He loves to drive. And then
so does mine. Yeah. That's so funny.
I love to drive. I don't mind driving. I get
tired really quickly.
Me too.
But then there'd be some moments where he'll be like, let me drive.
Yeah, like, I like driving.
And then he hates when I'm driving.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh my God.
He's like, I'll drive back.
Sounds like me.
But like we didn't have time to really like have intent. The perfect way to put it is that like we were spending time together, but like that wasn't like. It was because it just so happened to be like
the same thing. You were just in the same room.
It wasn't like we planned to go do this. And he'll try to set that time aside and stuff, but we'll be so busy and stuff. And so
I always try to do something because I know that like.
Especially because
we're doing the same thing and we understand it. Like both of us understand.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll do it sometimes or I'll do it. But we try to spend some time to just like a little cuddle moment or just like I like to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I like to watch like Princess and the Frog. All the time. So it gets me to it.
Me
gets
too.
Me, like,
I love
to relax.
Stuff like that.
But no, like I tell him all the time, I really enjoy like the small things. Like I really love like the movies, the chill time, like
we're just
cooking.
The two of you.
Yeah. Because
cooking, my boyfriend loves to cook. Do you like cooking?
I like cooking.
Yeah.
I do love when he do. He be throwing down. I'm not going to lie sometimes.
Really? Okay, that's where we differ because I don't
cook. Oh, my God. So my family's Cameroonian. I was born in New Jersey, so my family's from Cameroon, Africa. I haven't learned. I feel like, I learned, but I just kind of watch and you just like know. Like I don't really do measurements or anything. I just know how
you don't
to
really do breakfast.
Oh, I envy that. I wish so bad I could.
He loves
that.
I love we'll throw breakfast. Down on some breakfast.
I'm from North Carolina.
My boyfriend loves breakfast. That's his favorite meal.
But
in North Carolina we throw down for breakfast. Breakfast is the main meal. That's the main thing right there. That's the start of the show, child.
I love that.
And I'll do lunch and dinner and stuff. Yeah. But it's funny, when we first started, like when we lived together, I remember I remember feeling a little hurt because like I would cook food.
Yeah.
And then he would eat like the first like right when he will eat it out the pot. Like he would
I love to eat food.
After the leftovers, he will just look at them.
Yeah, I don't really.
And I was
the thing is, in my family, we eat. Yeah. We eat. Yeah. Like, we'll eat all the leftovers, all this stuff. And, like, I'm just not used to having leftovers and all this stuff. And I'm just like, what
he
do we do with
really
all
leftovers.
That?
He likes, like, eating. Not, like, in a it's bratty
fresh
way.
Food.
He just, like,
no,
likes
same.
His food fresh.
Do you like your food like piping hot?
Yes. Yeah.
And so does my boyfriend
too.
And it's
showers.
Weird. My boyfriend, like, literally, he's like, roll the bag. Like, if we drive through somewhere, he's like, roll it. Otherwise, it gets cold.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't get cold on a 2-minute drive.
Yes, it will. Them cold french fries, letting down the windows, it's going to blow the breeze.
He literally is like, don't roll down the windows, roll down the bags. Like, roll them down. I'm always like, okay, weirdo. Like, he needs it piping hot. Like literally, it's going
to
burn.
That's good food. It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be burning your mouth.
I cannot do that.
Me
that's why
either.
I love
me
his
either.
Mom.
I
his
can't.
Mom
is
warm.
Yeah, me okay. too. I'm like a warm place.
There's
enough.
Some moments where you like, nah, I need this hot.
I mean, some food.
Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
But like, y'all are like on it. Like
on
it has to be
meal,
piping
burning.
Hot,
burning. I want like he
do.
Put
that's the fresh
in the frying
feeling.
Oil and like pick out his chicken and eat it.
I don't do all that now. Maybe a case.
But you would if you could.
If your grandma's cooking, you sure will.
I sure would. No, my grandma, she'll cook some fresh food, and I'll be right there behind her.
You're
so
like,
when that piece of chicken get thrown on that piece of plate, I'm grabbing it.
Yeah. I ain't playing.
It's actually really
funny
because,
like, we're both black, but he's black American. I'm African American. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm Americanized a little bit, but, like, I was born in Jersey, but a lot of like Black American culture, I don't like the movies.
Yeah.
I had collard greens for the first time last year.
Yeah. No. I'm on to certain stuff.
So yeah.
Like, I love that, like, we're both learning like, so much about each other's cultures and stuff like
that.
Yeah. No, like,
he loves my mom's food.
Nah, the food they be cooking, man.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, tell Tashana the food. I'm like, girl, what about me?
No, don't be a dad. Don't be too.
My dad throws down.
The dad be throwing down.
But then your grandma, every time we come up or come down to North Carolina from Virginia, like, she always
cooking is definitely, like, a big thing.
That unites you. I love
Sunday dinner.
I'm excited for our families to meet, for sure. Like, we've met each other's families.
But
like,
they haven't met each other.
Yeah, we've been trying to plan it. We've been trying to plan it.
They live kind of far, right? Yeah. So, kind of, you've got to plan that properly. Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. That's going to be It's going to be a big cookout. African.
I'm just interested with, like, the food. Because, like, I'm going to be honest. My family picky.
Yeah.
And they're very vulgar. They'll tell you. They'll be like, you made that? Okay.
I told my mom and dad, I'm like, listen, y'all need to stick to this. This is a script. Don't say anything crazy.
Don't deviate.
Don't deviate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they mean well and stuff. But, like, you know, I think both of our families, our parents, like, they're old school. So they'll say something, not meaning to or whatever. So we're like, y'all, please. Yeah.
They're, like, really honest.
No, they can't lie.
My mom is, but my parents, both our parents are honest in different ways. So, it's really funny.
Same. I love how honest your mom is. Yeah. She is very honest.
Same. Oh, so is mine. Yeah. Keeps me humble. It's a good thing. Keeps you grounded, huh?
You want to know what's funny? All right. So we met at VidCon.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I think on Thursday, something like that. And when your mom was talking to my brother and sister, they were laughing because they're like, oh my God, like, Drew's family is so cool. Her mom was like, oh my God, isn't it crazy? All these people that work for them, like, you work for this idiot. Like,
you see what I'm saying, bro?
That's what your mom said. That was when me and DJ and Ivan went to the Monster High thing.
Oh,
I know. I know. I saw you both separately.
Yeah.
At different times.
That's what everybody kept saying. I wanted to, like, be at some of his panels and stuff at VidCon, but they had us separated.
I could not see a single one. Like,
of each other.
I got to go to, like, one or two of yours.
Yeah.
But
your performance.
Every time that that he was doing something, I was on a panel, or I had to get ready, or I had to sleep.
I would tell him to go to sleep. I'm go to bed.
Because I know
you got to get up to do this other thing.
If I don't sleep, like, my head will hurt a little bit, and then they'll just add to the anxiety already a lot going on and stuff.
Yeah.
So
if you don't feel 100%.
And he don't talk. He don't talk. That moment right there,
that's when
he will not talk.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's time for bed.
Yeah.
Time to go to sleep.
There's a 4-hour nap one day. VidCon.
Me too.
Yeah. I just need to.
But there be moments where, like, I can tell he's tired, so I, like, turn it up a little bit.
There you go.
So then he doesn't have to use all his energy.
It's exhausting, especially when you go and you meet fans and all of that. Like, you have to be on the whole time. And you don't realize it until you're, like, back home.
Yeah.
And, like, me, like, first day one, I, like, ripped my fucking wig off. As soon as I was done, I ripped that shit off, threw it across
the
room. They were like, are you going to go to the parties after? I'm like, no, I'm taking my ass to sleep.
Oh,
I'm going to bed, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to any parties at VidCon?
Yeah, I went to the Amazon Prime one.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I missed Meta. Yeah, I missed Meta. But
you missed the Instagram one and all that.
I went to the Spotify one.
Spotify. Okay.
That was fun. That was the coolest
Spotify
thing
got
I've
money.
Ever done.
Yeah,
my manager was like, I've been in this business 14 years. This is the coolest shit I've ever done.
Oh, my God. Spotify did their thing.
Yeah,
Disney and all that stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was a bunch of people recording me because I was dead as hunting for a chicken leg. I'm at turkey leg.
The big turkey leg.
Because one thing around me, I'm going to find me a certain food. Somebody told me, they was like, oh, they got turkey legs around here. I said, for the free? And I ran and I found
big.
It.
They're big. No, literally, our friend came over and he was like, oh my God, they have turkey legs. And I was like, where's Tyshawn?
You turn around, he's gone.
I pulled up with my turkey leg.
He already was walking up with the one in his hand.
I pulled up with my turkey leg.
Yeah, and then
It was all messing and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure people was looking at me like, what is going on? I'm going to eat.
He was eating.
I'm going to eat.
He was like done. He was on the dance floor. And then Miguel recorded.
Oh, yeah. Miguel recorded me from on top of. No. He was on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
The Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, how you see me all the way down?
No,
because I was dropping it low with that turkey. That little turkey leg.
He got this slobbing on that turkey leg.
His knees are better than mine. I'm supposed to be dropping it low.
I'll never
drop low and keep it there.
I only do it around my friends.
Well, okay. So since we've obviously established that you guys are such a close couple, but you're also very, very, like, like open about your relationship and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about some videos that are related to relationships. That's our topic for today. We're talking about relationships, the perception of relationships online, because your guys' relationship is very public.
Yeah.
Obviously, mine is too, but like my boyfriend's not in social media, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But at least I think that's nice that you guys both understand, because he gets it now. He's like so like used to it. Yeah. But like I'm sure too, like my boyfriend, he'll walk alone by himself and people will be like, I saw your boyfriend and then that's why I knew you were here. Because my boyfriend's tall. My boyfriend's like 6'4". Oh, so he's like a little lighthouse. And I tell him he brings all the bad bitches. No, they find me.
I think I saw him when y'all were walking out getting ready to go to the shuttle, and I was like,
no, for real.
Oh my God.
You?
He is tall. Like,
yeah,
he's tall.
He's tall. He's a big dude.
My God.
So that's why I'm like, it's super. And also too, like my boyfriend, I'm Samoan, and my boyfriend's Samoan too.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to be with someone who gets it.
Yeah.
Like they just understand you like on a whole nother level.
From his voice, he sounds very soothing. I was like, when I was he said a few words to me and I was like,
read me a bedtime story. Okay, so what we like to do here on the comment section is we like to go over videos that I was tagged and we bring them here. Mm-hmm. We make fun of them. We laugh. Okay. We giggle. So this first video, I'm just going to like summarize it for you. It's basically a video that's showing, you remember that sound that was like, this is a work of art. This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I love working with TikTok people because they get it. Sometimes when I have to describe sounds, people are like, I've never heard of that. I'm all, okay, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
There's just
the joke is dead. Okay.
Yeah, literally. Like, oh,
TikTokers,
okay.
We know the language.
Yeah.
We have a certain language.
We get it. The girls that get it, get it.
Get it.
And the girls that
and
don't.
So, and this one talks about basically celebrity couples that are, some of them are perceived to be like PR couples. Mm. And some of them are perceived to be like for real.
Mm.
So like, have you guys ever had experience with people? Do people sometimes think you're not really in a relationship?
I've never heard of it. Like, oh, I've gotten like, no one's come up and ran up and like, oh my God. But like,
not in real life,
that we've met. Or be like, oh my God, you guys are like actually a couple. I'm like, girl, what you thought?
It's like, I'm waiting for the day to hear that because I'm going to look at them and just be like.
I haven't gone in like a while, but it's like.
It was like at the start?
Year. Well, yeah, at the start, yeah.
At
like
the start?
At the beginning, but like a little
Where
bit.
Was I?
It was really, no, it was when we were long distance.
Oh, okay.
We were like,
okay.
You guys are, I was like, girl.
Oh, yeah,
true. Because they were doing
that,
a bit.
Pretending to be in a relationship.
Some people still be asking us sometimes. They be like, oh, I didn't know you was in a relationship or anything. It's like.
They forget that he's gay.
Yeah,
I'm sure. No, Isaiah was telling me he has the same problem.
Yeah,
Isaiah Xavier.
Me and Isaiah be talking about that sometimes and stuff like
that. You can't forget I'm gay.
But it's like.
You're like.
They said, we're a sign. Let us know.
Yeah, is it weird sometimes?
I mean, it is kind of weird because it's like, I hate that people have to be like, oh, you have to look a certain way to, you know, to be, say that you're this sexuality and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it doesn't like affect me to a point where I'm just like mad or anything. It's just like,
it's just weird.
It's just weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's like uncomfy.
Yeah.
Same, my boyfriend is like, I mean, obviously a lot of men hate me, so like they'll say the most wild shit about my boyfriend, like sometimes I tell people this all the time, but like they'll hate me, right? But they like don't have it in them to hate him because he looks a certain way.
Oh my God.
So he looks like he would be like a gym bro, like a piece of shit. But he's not like that, so they'll message him and they'll literally be like, hey man, you look so good. You look really good. Honestly, if you had some tips for me in the gym, that'd be great. Anyways, I hate your fat bitch girlfriend. Like, they'll literally...
They'll say that?
Yeah, I swear to God. He's gotten countless messages where men are like, I think you're so awesome, but literally, I hate your girlfriend.
Oh my God.
That's why I
And then I think they want to kiss
their
him on the lips.
No, so I think...
No, the fact that people, they reach out.
Because
that's
weird.
I hate people slide in my DMs sometimes and be like, your boyfriend, da da da. Like, they'll say, like... So, you know, because he'll play like with the Doja Cat thing, or
like they're trying to tell on him.
Yeah, they're trying to tell on him. Not just on that, but they also like try to say his gender for him and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't answer those DMs because it's really annoying. But I'm just like, why waste your? Why are you going all the way out to do all that? Like, mind your business.
You know, that's a lot of words for saying you're single.
Yeah,
and lonely.
No, honestly, but that's a good comeback. That's a good comeback. Oh, I'm gonna use that one. I love when you say that. Like every time, like a lot of these guys say shit, it's like you're really outing yourself for like, you don't get bitches,
no,
don't get hoes,
yeah,
and you're fruity, and that's
It's and you're out. A little bit.
But the one interesting stress. Thing is, like, when we go out, we don't really deal with that. No one comes up to us. No one says
Same thing. They would never say that.
They
in
would
person.
Never.
But they would hit them DMs.
Oh,
said,
yeah,
you,
babe. You know
what's going like a Twitter finger.
Yeah, real. Yeah, Twitter trigger fingers. I think
we're tall bitches.
Same with me.
Stallions. Like, I think that they are so intimidating, which I'm like,
which is a good thing.
Like, sometimes, well, I like rarely notice people misgendering me or like making fun of me or something like that. Yeah. But sometimes I do. I don't know if you remember one time we were at a bar and these guys looked at me and they started laughing, bust out laughing. They like looked like weirded out. And Ty was walking away. If Ty noticed, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
But no, like I noticed and I went back. I said, what's funny?
Yeah.
Why? There has been so many.
Exactly.
There has been like a few moments when like when we're out and someone misgendered him and stuff like that and I'll correct them. But then there's sometimes there'll be like those like really annoying, especially when we go out to like the club and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like drunk people saying, oh no, I think I know what I'm talking about. It's like, no, no. You don't.
And don't try me again.
I know what I'm talking about.
You got one free pass.
You got one free pass and that's it.
He has way less patience than I do.
Because I feel like once you say it once, it should go in somebody's head and they'd be like, okay. And if they don't know, if they don't know your gender, because I don't like that at all. And if I ever have a day where I misgender somebody, I always apologize and I make sure that I say it correct the next time because that's like that's very disrespectful.
It's outright like, bigotry, honestly.
Yeah, no, seriously.
And it's a choice to misgender people. I literally I've said this before too, like you have to like be really bigoted to think that pronouns are a big ask. Like you're like, now I'm just supposed to like how often are you misgendering people just all the time?
No, seriously.
Like that big of a lift for you. It's so heavy a lift.
For real.
Like it's gonna kill them.
Act like it's like their life is gonna change so
like and it's not even them. And what
are
the odds you'll cross paths with those people? Never.
Never.
So like relax, bitch. They're not at polls. It's okay. They're not coming to the country club. Relax.
No, seriously, like we're not where y'all are at.
No. Yeah,
you're
never
watching us on your
We're gonna hunt you down, and you have to make sure you.
Yeah, they're gonna hold a gun to your head and be
all
like,
of our pronouns.
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, I'm gonna kill you. Like they're so dramatic. I'm so like dramatic. Drama queen.
And we're supposed to be the gay ones.
Yeah,
we're the pretty
drama
ones.
Drama queen.
Drama queen.
Oh my god,
it's so frustrating, and that's why I like with my boyfriend too. Like sometimes men are like, oh, he must be hired. Like a hired, someone literally tweeted me once was like, oh, he's probably a hired male model or some shit like that. And I go, that's a lot of words for you want to fuck my boyfriend.
No, right.
That's a lot
of
words.
They really be out of themselves. They really do.
So you think he's handsome?
Just say it.
It's okay.
Just say it. It's all right. That's why we said Twitter fingers. Trigger fingers.
Yeah, exactly. No, I really think that like guys that are like that, like it is, it's like annoying because I don't want to like assume that anyone's like gay or whatever. But like when you're that aggressively like homophobic.
No, when you're all up in somebody's business like that, that's a little bit too much.
Well, yeah, and it's giving me something. It's telling me something. It's stirring up something inside you.
Like
well, and that's not. And I've said too before. I'm like, let's say for some reason we did break up, right? I don't think he's gonna date you. But like, what do I know?
Damn.
What do I know?
Like, it be like that.
Do you want to try though?
They like, I've been waiting for this.
Hey, how you doing?
Like, turn it up. Yeah.
Anyway.
I know he's so on, like, literally sometimes you'd be like, I feel sorry for you, bro, or some shit like that. And I'm like, don't. Because I have what we call a gorilla grip. So, like, I think we're good.
I mean, do your job.
You know what? And then I think.
As you should.
But you know
me
what?
Too.
It's all right. No, it's all right. He's doing just fine. I can promise you that.
God.
That's why I'm like, hey, he's doing just fine. But I think sometimes people think because social media.
Why
are
you still laughing at me? am I lying?
He came out of nowhere.
Is that not the truth?
He's like, no, you're right. No, yeah, you're definitely you're right. I think sometimes people assume that, especially social media couples are like for show because they're like, oh, collaboration.
Yeah.
Which I think is weird.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, I think so when we first started dating, we like whenever we got to be together, because we were long distance for 2 years.
Yeah.
Whenever we got together, we were like, oh my God, so excited to make content because we wanted to do that with each other. Mm-hmm. And then also like show, oh my God, guys, we're back to like we're finally like we're together for the weekend or something like that. But like as we live together and stuff, like I think it was important for us to realize that we don't always have to make content together.
Yeah.
And we don't, like, if it feels forced, it's just not worth it.
But that's something that I definitely, like, try to throw out there and stuff like that. Because there's going to be a lot of moments, especially since we're doing the same thing, that we have to do a certain thing together. And then it's like, it gets to a point to where it's like, are we in this relationship for just that, or are we in a relationship?
The lines
actually
get blurred.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of moments, because I know a lot of moments people be like, "How come you haven't posted with Dennis for a while?" Or
yeah, are you guys okay?
Yeah, it's like we're fine.
Right here.
We're sleeping in the same bed
right now.
Like, we're doing good. Yeah. Like I don't feel like we need to showcase each other every time,
every day, second of every day,
every time. Because
then
I feel like
it starts to feel forced for for people watching and for us. Because then it feels like
it's performative.
And I don't feel like people need to be all up in our business. Yeah. You want to know everything?
Yeah, exactly. I know. There's some lines too. Like I've had a couple times, girls would be like, "Are you and Billy still together?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, what made you think we weren't together? Well, just because I go to events by myself sometimes doesn't mean that he's not. Yeah.
They
want to
see the videos. They want to see the pictures. They want to see the Instagram
stories. Yeah, they're nosy.
Yeah, they're nosy. Yeah. And like, I've had sometimes people, like, I moved into my new house with my boyfriend, and people were like, "Oh, where are we gonna get a house tour?" And I was like, "No."
You
never
don't need all that.
You don't need that. There's some things I'm going to keep for me and him. Like, there's some things you keep to yourself. Because you have so little, especially as a couple.
I was going to say that. Everybody wants to know everything about you. And it's like,
we had to learn that it's important to keep. Like, that's something that he brought up a lot. Like, that was really important to him. Because I feel like I was very, I think we all, like, in the beginning, were very used to, like, couples always post together. Couples always couples.
Like, all the time.
All the time. And stuff. And then living together, it was like, we really, like I said earlier, we don't have to do it all the time. But then, like, it's nice to have some things for ourselves. Like, if every time we go out on a date, we don't always have to post that we're on a date.
Exactly. We don't
have to post I was actually talking to my friend about this, and they were like, just asking, like, "Dang, you and Dennis, y'all don't ever post like that together a lot and stuff." And I'm like, well, one, we have like different goals, different dreams and stuff like that we want to accomplish.
Different
and
kinds
I feel
of
like
content.
It's different kind of content. And just because, just also like at the beginning when we talked about doing this and going far and stuff like that, we always told each other that, you know, we don't need to showcase everything because like we said, it's not everybody's business to be all up in it. But
well, and
you
share so much of yourself already when you're a public person. Yeah. This is not something we all planned on doing. Like it just happened to us.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to like draw boundaries. Yeah. You're like, this is for me. Yeah. I'm gonna keep this for myself, because you give so much constantly. You're constantly posting content of like what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you're eating, and then like
I didn't realize though.
Yeah,
like doing social
media, don't
see like it until when I watch like other couples and stuff like that, I'm like more.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah.
It's like damn. Yeah. And then I realized once we started getting in it, and everybody's like more. I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah, now you're like, give me a little bit. Give me some breathing room. Especially like for me, like sometimes people ask me like, "Oh, is Billy gonna ever do a video with you?" No. And I've told them no. Like he just doesn't want to. He has zero interest in that. Yeah. And I love him because he told me that. Like and you guys, I'm sure, talked about it too before you like really blew up. Yeah. Like same with mine. I had the conversation with my family too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you guys okay with this? Because especially as a couple, it could put pressure on your relationship too when it's in the public eye. Mm-hmm. So you have to be sure that you're both feeling comfortable, safe, like that you can like communicate about what you like, what you don't like, like what you want to show, what you don't want to show.
Yeah.
So I'll tell him that all the time too. I'm like, if this makes you uncomfortable, like please tell me.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people don't. For me personally, I feel like in relationships, I feel like the ones that don't work out is really because you did not want to work it out. It's because you were like too lazy to really try.
Well, also they let people get in their business.
Yeah, you let people get in your business, get in your head, and then you also like don't want to do the work. Like being in a relationship is not
easy.
No, it's not like the hardest thing in the world, but like if you want it, it's not
it's worth it though.
It is worth it. All that work is,
I would say,
the
key to, I mean, obviously I don't know, I'm not gonna say that we have the best relationship and stuff like that, but I would say the key that, you know, keep us going and stuff like that and being together is therapy. Like you have to realize you need to work on yourself in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, okay, we're together. Like your problems and my problems should balance each other and we should be fine. Like,
work on yourself.
Both of y'all work on yourselves, like individually.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, hopefully things like will keep going on and stuff.
Well, and that's maturity. That's emotional maturity. Like you're like, I recognize that I have demons I need to work on. I need to work this out. So do you. Mm-hmm. We do it separately of each other. Then you can come back and be a better partner.
Because it makes you so much stronger.
As a couple,
I feel like just like me going in for myself in the beginning was like, I came back and I was like, I was able to do to do things a lot differently and to just enjoy things a lot more.
Yeah.
And really like
enjoy that anxiety, girl.
Yeah.
Gets
oh my
you.
God. It really gets you. You can't enjoy anything.
Yeah. I say that all the time.
Everything. Like,
yeah.
I am really glad that we talked about that because I feel like it's hard, especially like when you are that person, like when
the person in the relationship.
Yeah, person in the relationship. Yeah. It's harder for the other person to be receptive because, like, it's you.
And they don't understand because they don't feel that way personally.
Yeah, so then when you hear from someone else, then you get that, you know.
Validation.
That validation. So, like, that, him hearing that from you, like.
It helps empathize. Helps, yeah. Okay, so one of the comments on this basically says, like, the weird obsession with couples, whether they're on social media or, like, real celebrities, whatever you call, categorize a real celebrity. I think people have way too much free time on their hands to be obsessing over other people's relationships, which I'd say is fair. Yeah. I mean, like, it's nice to have people who support your relationship and like happy for you.
Yeah.
They're like couple goals, which I'm sure you get all the time.
Yeah.
But, it gets to a point where you're kind of like, when they're constantly asking, where's Dennis?
Yeah. Do you remember like back in like 2016 when it was like really popular for those couples to go on like trips?
Yeah. Yeah. Brand like, trips and stuff.
That, like it was like they were taking those like trip photos. Though. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like I wonder how real that was.
I think about that now too, because like whenever we go on vacation, I mean,
we don't take photos.
Me too. Oh my God. I don't have time. We never.
They get a whole photographer. They have everybody in the whole crew out there.
It's like kind of set up. It's like, are you really
enjoying? It's very
fake. Like when you're really enjoying a trip, like we went to our first like beach trip together was Palm Beach.
Oh,
fun.
And so much fun. But like we took one photo together.
Yeah.
Like on the beach first day, we were drunk.
It was for my birthday.
Yeah, his birthday. Yeah, we were drunk.
Oh,
we're
I love
time.
That.
Like, besides that, we were enjoying the trip. There was no time. And VidCon, we did not take any photos.
Me too. I have one picture with my boyfriend of all of VidCon.
We never have time.
I feel like also like when we go on vacation and stuff like that, I hate my phone. Like I hate it. I don't want to make no video. I tell Dennis all the time, I'm like, okay, so let's make videos if we want to make videos at like this time, and then let's enjoy because
drafts
are the best.
That's the problem with me. I don't make. He gets on me about it. Like sometimes, not all the time.
I
don't
record
make
drafts. Drafts all the time.
Yeah, and I'm like, six in my phone.
Yeah, like I'll record them, and I'm like, I don't really care for this. And then it comes in handy when I don't want to post. Yeah. Like when
I'm gonna start doing that, man. Yeah, I always make my video at the moment.
Yeah. Me too. Nine times out of ten, that's what I do.
I feel like for you, it's easier because like a lot of my stuff is like getting ready to do something or doing my makeup to do something.
Yeah.
Or it's like I have to get ready to do it. And so I don't have to anymore. Like I've started to get more comfortable not wearing makeup on social media. Like I've become confident. Like
love that.
But yeah, it's like it's a lot of time. So that's why drafts are the best.
I know. Like, especially when you're truly trying to unplug. Because like we're always online.
And
like
plus
I'm
also,
using my phone 25/8. Like I'm constantly on my phone for work and everything.
Seriously.
So
and
it's
then,
nice.
And then also it's like you're going on vacation and you're telling me that you're gonna go out there to just like take photos and shit. Like you don't want to enjoy. I want to go out. I want to try new food.
Yeah, and like all swim that good and like tan and hang out.
Valentine's Day, I planned a trip for us to go to the aquarium, went to Baltimore.
Oh, that was so much
stuff.
Fun.
And like,
I was such a big
kid. Do you like animals?
Kid. I love
loves
animals.
Whales.
I love.
So does my boyfriend.
Wait, whales?
He loves animals.
Oh, okay.
In general.
I love whales.
Like, he does like whales.
I love me some whales. I talk about them all the time.
I was hoping
is like,
we're
shut up.
To see some there, but like,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
But on that trip, we didn't really take any photos or anything like that. Like, but like you were saying, like, I think it's nice to like have people that support your relationship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, it's important to respect
boundaries,
privacy, and then like also to be able to disconnect.
Yeah, because especially when you're talking about taking photos, that's so funny because the same when we intentionally vacation, it's not for like work or anything.
Yeah.
I don't take any. We don't take any pictures together like at all. Sometimes we'll take pictures of me for like when I want to post something, but like other than that, we never take any pictures or record anything.
What I've started to do is like because I found a bunch of like disposable like the pictures of my parents when they were younger.
Cute.
Like some I've never seen, and my mom told the same story over and over, and I've seen the same photos. It is the first time I've seen these photos, and I was like, oh my God, like. In like 40 years, I want to look back on all this stuff. So I've started to have more photos on a disposable camera than I do on my phone.
I used to be the one.
Good,
like, I don't worry about
at least you're documenting.
I used to be the one with the Fiji camera or whatever.
Yeah.
I was taking those, but they were getting annoying because I didn't know what to do with the photos. But then when he started getting obsessed with it and stuff like that, he got like the disposable ones and so much better.
Way easier. Yeah. And they come out cooler too.
Yeah, I have like the dates like when I first started taking photos and when I ended.
Oh, I love
that. I know, but But I just want to keep them and then just get them going, get them all developed.
Yeah, and that's
like
for you.
I don't want to worry about how they look. I just want to keep them and stuff. So, but I have to start like letting people, because I mean, I like capturing stuff, but I ain't going to have none of me because I've been taking them from everybody. So I'm going to have to pass them out so I can get some too. Because like not for me to post them, just for me to have. Like I want to look back in 40 years and be like, damn, I look good. Like, I'm so excited for that.
I know. I like to take pictures too, like of things now a lot more, like where we're at, like a really nice meal, like real photo
the
dump.
Sunset.
Yeah, photo dump photo type dump. Shit. Photo dumps are fun.
Little photo dump shit. Like, I think they're really cute too, but then it's also good to just have, like, when you just have them, you have them as memories, and then that's just for the two of you. Because that's how I feel with when I go on vacation with him too. Because, like, I think the last vacation we went on was a couple months ago. We went to Mexico. So, one of those all inclusive resorts.
We're going soon.
So fun. Yeah, oh my God. It's so nice. Like, we went
the
and.
Sun
like,
in the weather and all
it was so hot. It was like unbelievably hot, which is good.
I'm about to get tan. I'm doing braids.
Everybody always be like, when we say we ready to tan, we just want to get a little darker.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if people understand. I just want to get a little darker.
We went to Utah to go snowboarding with like some family friends.
Oh, fun.
I remember looking at myself. And
we went
like,
down a mountain.
I was looking, I was like, oh my God, I look so pale. And then one of my friends was like,
no, we do get and pale.
You said pale for me.
Pale for me. Yeah. Like, I get like.
We have different tints.
I get like a grayish yellow tint when I get a little pale. I'll notice like my skin starts to look more like this.
Yeah.
I like my skin to look like this. I love when it's very chocolate. And so, but people
like
don't understand.
Chocolate red.
Yeah, I like the red.
The chocolate
like
yellow that, tint, they don't understand.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you're black. How are you supposed to change? No, you get darker, child. I get darker.
The girls that get it, get it, and the girls that don't. Like, and that's just
when we go to Wisconsin, we're definitely gonna get more chocolate.
Oh my God,
out
I'm
there.
So excited. Yeah, we're going.
We can't even use our phones out there.
Yeah. Oh well, that's good, right?
And yeah, we barely take. I mean, also Wisconsin like is in the woods, so there's not really anything to take a picture of. But we get to unplug and like. No, enjoy each other's company and stuff, and like
that's
really
good.
Just, yeah, the sunset and stuff.
Well, and I think too, you guys can relate to this because my boyfriend and I can too. But like, the bigger you get, the more you like cherish like really small moments, like when you're at home, just the two of you, when you get to sleep in on a Sunday. Like, it's like shit that you like took advantage of, kind of. When
do you,
do
you feel like a quick question? Like, do you feel like when you like before you started doing social media and you did go on like some vacations and stuff with your family, do you feel like you took more photos and stuff then, or do you feel like you've like done less as you like start doing social media and like you just try to disconnect from your phone?
Honestly, I think I took more before,
yeah,
to be honest, like because I was trying to like I was trying to document every single thing because that was like me going on vacation, who knows when's the next time I'm gonna go on vacation, especially when I'm working 9 to 5. Like, like I'm like, this is it. I want everyone to know I'm on vacation. It was like almost more performative when before you were social media,
anything.
Gonna
say, I felt the same way, but I was trying to see how like everybody felt.
I feel like I'm more intentional now when I take pictures. Like I'm more intentional of what I'm trying to document as opposed to like before it was just like throwing up everything.
So you one of those. You'll be at home, you'll take a selfie, and then 3 days later you'll post on your Instagram and it'd be like somewhere. How the fuck you bounce from here to here?
I know, but people like always like, oh my God, you were just here. It's like, oh, that was like a week ago. I just wanted to post it now.
Me too.
Oh, the old,
I look good. What do you want me to say? I look good. There you go. It can't go to waste.
You know what? The thing is, you really do look good. Because like, I followed you on TikTok for a little bit, but I didn't cross my mind to like look for your Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn.
You showed me your Instagram.
Yeah.
He was screaming.
Every time you post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Double it's tab. Funny because I look like shit low key on my TikTok. So like, I've said this before, when I post my glam pics, like when I get glammed by my hair makeup artist, they're literally like, this is Photoshop, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, you're like, that dick wiggled a little. And I'm like, no.
Wait, I'm like low-key collecting, like, comebacks from you. I'm like, fuck yeah, fuck it.
Just a little, and that's why you're mad.
Oh, my God.
Take it up with God, babe. Don't take
They're
it
like,
up with
wait,
me.
Wait, how do you... No, because I get the same thing. Like, on my Instagram... I mean, on my TikTok, I do post, like, a lot of me, like, in my pajamas or...
Yeah, like,
my,
being like, silly.
Yeah. And then people go to my Instagram and be like... It don't correlate. And
yeah,
like, it does correlate. Like, just go to my Instagram.
Everyone's gonna be on like 10 all the time.
Well, you that. Well, and also like, you're just mad because I'm a bad bitch. You found that out the hard way, huh? You thought I was one thing, turns out I'm another, huh, bitch? Turns out you're attracted to me.
Wait a minute. oh my God.
Yeah, just say like, you think I'm bad. That's okay. Yeah. You can admit it.
I hate you, but damn, you look good.
I literally one time when like I tweet sometimes my glam pics and like someone reposted me and was like, I fucking hate this bitch, but she does look good though. And I'm like, well, period.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
okay.
Thank you.
That's fair.
A compliment,
you can hate me at the same time.
That's yeah. what I said. The line is razor that. Thin between love and hate.
Oh my yeah. when God.
Y'all be dancing on it.
Watch your
mouth.
Oh, you can say, what does it go?
I forget how it goes. But I know
say
exactly
what you want to say, but watch your mouth.
That's literally me. Okay, so we'll do this last video before we wrap up. Okay. I know. It goes so fast, huh? So I literally
I
love
feel like we've
y'all.
Been sitting in the chair for 2 seconds. Let's talk more.
Okay, so the breakdown of this video is basically this girl is saying that she's seen all these videos about PR relationships, right? Like fake ones.
Yeah.
And she was pretty skeptical about celebrities and relationships, but she watched a video of Tom Holland and Zendaya talking about cooking. And it was so adorable that she's convinced it's real and is now questioning if she's ever really been in a real relationship.
Oh.
Tom Holland and Zendaya are a real couple fave.
No,
I love.
At first, I did not know, actually.
Yeah.
Because I
thought it was just rumors.
They kept it really low key. Like, yeah. They was really good at keeping
I think also because, like, people are always going to be skeptical of, like, people who are, like, two leads in a movie that.
Working together.
Together. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, obviously it makes sense for the movie for y'all to be together.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Because people don't understand that, like, two people can be in the same profession no matter like where they are, like let's say like Zendaya's pretty high up there and Tom Holland's pretty high up there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that them two would match well together just yeah. because like I don't know, you would think that a lot of people like to perceive like people that do social media or do acting or anything like that, they're like, you can't be with anybody in the same profession.
Yeah.
But you can. Like, it's just like, we're all human beings. But like, no, for real though, we're all human beings. And like, at the end of the day, we all want love.
Yes, yeah, true.
And it's like, how do you expect, like, sometimes people, I kind of like having Dennis, like, being in the same profession.
Yeah,
then,
absolutely.
Like, sometimes, we get it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. There are sometimes, like, some problems, like issues I'll have like with work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it feels a lot better to talk to other people who are also in the space because they get it.
Yeah.
When you Chris talk to people who don't get it, they empathize really great. Like they're like, oh, I can only imagine like blah, blah, blah. But then when you talk to someone who's been through the same thing, they're like, oh, this is what happened to me, girl. Like this is how I dealt with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it just helps you, validates you, makes you feel like you're not the only person. Cause like it can be really isolating sometimes when you deal with stuff on social media. Like, and this is like your job. You have to like, it's our job to entertain and the same time be in love, right? Always be on 10, always be happy and thriving and successful.
Everybody ain't gonna always be happy.
Nice. Exactly.
I feel like it's nice that like we do get to see a glimpse of Zendaya and Tom because like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, the photos of them like in the car. And no, like the one where they had each other's jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the one where
like she was holding his waist.
Yes.
I love that. I think people love it even more because it's like a relationship that like it's not like a heteronormative type of like looking relationship.
Yeah.
Tom, I don't know. Like we don't know how the relationship is, but from those photos, it's like different from what we're
and they ain't gonna give you anything
seeing.
Else.
And that's it. And I kind of like that there's a little bit of
exactly. Have and I told, and like we said, people are nosy.
Yeah.
So they
I'm
love...
a little nosy too, though.
I mean, all of us. I want to know. I want to know more. I want more and more. But like, honestly,
I get it.
They need to have their own. They need to figure out what they want in their relationship and stuff like that.
And I think that the fact that we don't see as much kind of shows that it is real. Because
exactly.
if it was,
that's what I was gonna
they
say.
Would be out all day.
But also,
exactly.
Like, who the hell wants to be? I feel like it. Also, anybody that I don't know, people who personally do the PR relationships, but who would want to do something like that? Hurts.
I know
that hurts. Like
and
you
I
have to
like you get so
fake it.
Confused,
it's just exhausting too.
Fall in love.
Well, and then what if you fall in love with somebody else? And then you have to pretend you're. In love with another person. That's what I'm saying.
That's a Disney Channel.
That's a
original
Disney
movie.
Channel,
original
a movie.
Yeah, no, original movie. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
I know. I think too, like, I saw one of my mutuals post, like, something about, she's like, just know, like, if I ever post couple content, but it's like, real cringe couple content. Yeah. She's like, it's for PR. It's not real, because I would never do that with like my real partner. And then I was thinking, like, I'm so glad too that like my boyfriend came in. I got this platform after I'd already been dating him, because I feel like it would have been too much pressure if I was trying to newly date in this realm. Like, you guys were already together long distance. You guys had established yourself separately, and then you came together. I feel like it's better that way.
For sure.
You just never know, like, after you make it to some sort of level of influence or fame, whatever that may be, you never know. I get skeptical. I feel
like it's kind of hard to like make friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you just never know, people want.
That was a big problem for me, like, when I'm used to moving, and when we moved in with each other, I moved to Virginia, and I always say, like, in relationships, like, you know how, like, we talked at the beginning how, like, I like my space.
Yeah.
I like to hang out, like, with my friends and stuff, but I didn't get that because they moved. I mean, they lived all the way somewhere else, and I was glad that, you know, his friends were so warming and welcome to me.
He can hang out with any of my friends without me. Any day.
They're hanging out without you.
Literally.
But, but also, like, I was gonna say, like, I said, they were very warming and welcoming and stuff like that. But then there was a back of my head, like, I feel like those are his friends. And I was like, I need to make my own friends.
Yeah.
And when I tried, though, it was very hard. Because I was just like, at first, I didn't realize it. But at first, you know, they'll pretend like, oh, like, I don't really know you like that. Good to meet you and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, they'll be like, oh, no, I know all your videos, man.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
God.
Those, the lying, the, like, pretend.
The ones that pretend and then will bring up, like, they'll bring up something. It's like, well, how you know that?
Oh, and my God, like, girl. I had a girl serve me once at a restaurant. Yeah. Totally normal the whole time. My boyfriend was there. I was with friends. I was near my hometown. Mm. So I was like, she didn't say anything to us. Very end, I, like, signed the bill, whatever.
Yeah.
She goes, do I know you from somewhere? And I'm like, here we go. Right. But in my head, she didn't say anything. So I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And she goes, are you sure? And I'm like, no, I've never seen you before. So
but nice to meet you.
She goes, yeah. She's like, did we work together? And I'm like,
girl,
damn well, we didn't work together. You know, damn well, we didn't work together.
Work together where?
I know we worked together. I promise you we did.
No, we did. And then I go, she goes, no, but I do know you're from somewhere. I'm all, probably from TikTok. Oh, why are you gonna make me say it,
girl?
Don't make me say it. Nah, I was like, probably from TikTok. She goes, oh my God, that's Ryan. And then she goes, I love your videos. I'm all, you were just playing this game for like 20 minutes, girl.
No, literally.
You just told me.
They want you to say it, not them.
I'm gonna start doing that. And I also, like, I'm gonna start, because we were talking about, like, privacy earlier. Like, whenever people, I've noticed, I don't mean to, but whenever we're anywhere and people are like, oh my God, do you live around here? I'm just saying no. Because I think subconsciously I'm always just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I've talked about that.
I didn't realize what we were doing.
Yeah, I realized it when you were talking about the touring and stuff and people, like, I really, like, I mean, it never happens when we're, like, right near our place. But, like,
but you can just never be too careful.
Like, when we're at, like, the store, like, yeah, I've said it. Like, when we're at the grocery store or anything like that, yeah, people will be like, you live around here? And my dumb ass is like, yeah.
Here's my apartment number.
Okay, maybe I don't go that far.
No, for real though.
I accidentally do. I feel like, yeah, we live right around the corner.
We live like
strange question to ask. Yeah, very strange to ask.
And sometimes we be walking.
We love going walks.
We'll
and it's hard to miss. It's hard to miss me too. Like me and my boyfriend, we're big bitches too.
Same, so they always notice my hair. They're like, oh my God, I saw your hair.
They see my boyfriend's hair, and they're like,
okay, so it's the hair.
Yeah,
I'm taller. I'm 6'2", and he's 6'1".
Yeah,
yeah. My boyfriend's 6'4", and I'm 6 feet. So,
oh my gosh, stallion.
Look at us, stallion.
I love that.
I know, it's like they use him too. Like he'll go get gas or something, and they're like, oh my God, like, I love your girlfriend's videos, like, blah blah blah. So they know him now too. So I have to like kind of prep him with stuff like that too, because they love us and they support us, and that's wonderful and that's great. And then there's just some things you have to keep, like, some things you keep to yourself, you keep close to the chest.
I was gonna ask you, like when we go out, I'm okay with it. Like, I'll just be like, hi, like, it's nice to meet you. And let's give them, you know, the energy that they want, obviously. But, like, what do you do after when they just keep following you around and all that type of stuff like that? Because I'm so used to having my guard up and being so protective sometimes.
So it's like one extreme or the other. Yeah, like, it's either completely down.
And I try my hardest to, like, calm it down a little bit, because I know they don't mean no harm. They just want to be, like, high and stuff. But, like, have you ever had that?
Yeah, like, for for me, I'm just very, I think also too, it depends on like how they perceive you as a creator. So like for me, they're very intimidated by me sometimes because I'm so like mean. So like they're a little afraid some or nervous, which is it's okay. Like it's natural. I just like, I talk to them. I receive the energy. I give it back. I'm like telling you how much I love them and appreciate their support. And you guys have a really great night. Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool. And they literally take that as they're like, okay, I'm good. Yeah. Like, I'll leave now.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of just I just wrap it up really quick just so that they don't feel, like, weird. And then I don't feel weird either. Yeah. So that – because sometimes they'll feel weird, like, just standing there waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like to make sure they feel, like, seen and heard and they're
I don't
happy.
Ever want to – I'm so thankful. And I want everyone to know that I'm so thankful.
Same.
But there's been moments where it's just, like, you'll say that and then they'll still just be like – and it's like,
they'll start crying.
They'll start crying. When they cry, I cry sometimes.
Me too. I've cried a couple times.
I've cried a few times. Because
then they let their story out and stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't know what to do. And you want to be there for them. And it's the worst when you actually have somewhere to go. And
You have to leave and kind of like wrap it up.
I feel bad leaving when they're like just having
I have
this
that
moment.
In the back of my head too. Like, I'm like, I hope I didn't seem like
me too. I sometimes I get like nervous that. About that too. But I think like the wonderful thing about the two of you is that you care so deeply. So that shows, right? So they know you're never intentionally trying to hurt them, and they'll receive that because they're so smart and intuitive. Like all of our fan bases are so amazing and quite frankly funnier than me. Like
right.
They're so funny. So like they're so supportive and loving and they're just there for you and they just want to support you. So like they'll interpret it however they want to, but at the end of the day they know you're a good people. So like that's all that matters. So they support you, they love you, especially as a couple, which is a great way to end our show. Thank you all so much for joining me on this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank my two guests, Christian Dennis and Tyshawn Lawrence.
Thank you for having us.
Where can everybody find you?
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all the good jazz. Tyshawn Lawrence.
Love
and
that.
Same thing, it's Christian Dennis everywhere without the H.
Yes. Period, honestly. And I'm so honored to have you. My very first couple. I'm so excited with the best, the baddest only. And if
you the baddest too. We all the baddest.
Period. We're like literally we should double date. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm down. I'm waiting.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk. So if y'all want to catch full episodes of the Comment Section Show, make sure you subscribe to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. Full episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you can stream the show on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever. Girl, bitch, come find me.
Sure, bitch. Stream.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to my wonderful guests, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.